Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I warned you guys last week that some of you were supposed to be taking out your turkey this weekend. And so, depending on how big your turkey is, if you're not already thawing your turkey, you are going to be in trouble. And, you know, Thanksgiving, to me, is one of the most anxiety-producing holidays. I don't have the anxiety during Christmas time, but Thanksgiving, you know, because family's coming, and if you don't cook it right, and, you know, you use instant potatoes instead of real potatoes, and the house isn't clean enough, and the cat takes a dump, that's a problem. It's kind of stressful, so I get it. Everybody's kind of stressed. All right, so I got you guys covered. What should you be doing about your turkey? Well, first and foremost, the turkeys can carry salmonella and a lot of bacteria and stuff. I know that's not what you want to hear. But the biggest mistake people do is they decide they're going to wash off their turkey. Let's do a little bubble bath. Let's scrub the turkey. Okay, when you do that, you are splattering crap all over the kitchen. And, of course, the kids are coming, oh, let me see. And they're watching, and now they're getting salmonella water in their mouth. Don't be doing that, all right? When you get your turkey, okay, you do not have to. Now, okay, mind you, if you just hunted one, if you're brining it, maybe. But the reason why people feel like they have to wash off the turkey is they think they have to wash off the germs before the cooking. Like they'll do a better job than the cooking. Not entirely. Now, mind you, if it's gross and there's fertilizer or whatever, because that turkey was, I don't know, digging holes, I guess get why you might want to clean that, but you don't necessarily have to, okay? You don't have to, unless it's dirty. If it comes from that package that you have to cut with the scissors because it's frozen onto the turkey and there's strings and you pull out the gizzards and the bag and that's all gooey, cooking it, excuse me, should be fine. The problem is we always screw up the thawing. The thawing is a problem because people will thaw outside the refrigerator. They'll take out the turkey, and then they'll just kind of throw it onto the counter for 3-4 days. You can't do that because it thaws unevenly, and you will have room temperature turkey. Now, some of you will be smartasses and go, but Dr. Dahlia, you just said that when you cook it, it kills everything, so it should be fine. That I wouldn't mess with. I would not mess with 3-day-old room temperature turkey that was sitting on the counter because other parts of it was frozen. So where you thaw it is you thaw it in the refrigerator. So if you have a very small turkey under 12 pounds, it might have to thaw for 3 days in the refrigerator. 12 to 16 pounds, 4 days to thaw in the refrigerator. A 16 to 20 pounds, 5 days to thaw in the refrigerator. If it's an over 20-pound turkey, you needed to start thawing it last week. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You have 4 days till Thanksgiving. So either chop that turkey sucker in half or figure something else out. Now, there's also water. You could also use water to kind of, you could accelerate the thawing by using cold water. The problem is you have to keep changing the water out because you don't want salmonella-rich, bacteria-rich water. So you got to clean that out too. But you can if you're like, no, I only have now 3.5 days and what do? It's a big turkey. Then maybe get a big bin, start pouring cold water, and although you're going to have to find a refrigerator big enough for it too because it's got to be the refrigerator, and then start thawing it that way. But do not leave it outside. So how about cooking? How are we supposed to be cooking the turkey? Now, I am no expert, okay, on cooking, right, as you all know, but no Julia Childs here, but I was always taught per pound, it's 20 to 30 minutes per pound. Now, seen a lot of sites have changed it to 15 to 20 minutes. Now, I get it. Somebody always dries out the turkey. There's always somebody in the family who dries out the turkey saying, look, I'd rather you not get sick. But that's why I don't like turkey. I don't like white meat turkey to this day. If it's dry, I just can't eat it. I'd rather eat the vegetables. So set your oven to 325 degrees to 350 degrees and cook the following times. If it's stuffed, you should cook it, you know, a little longer. If it's unstuffed, you could knock 30 minutes off. So under 12 pounds, I'd cook it for at least 3.5 hours, right? Especially if it's stuffed. If it's a 12 to 16 pound, at least 4.5 hours. 16 to 20 pounds, at least 5 hours. If it's an over 20 pound turkey, 5.5 to 6 hours it could take for that sucker to cook. So anywhere between 15 to 30 minutes per pound, you're going to see, how I look at it is start having your range and then start checking your temperatures. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that the internal temperature is at least 165 degrees at least three places on the turkey. So don't just do the little baby skinny wing, okay? I mean, you want to get the big juicy thigh, stick that thermometer there, stick it in the breast, get it deep in there to make sure the internal temperature, because the outside is, I have a little audio that I sometimes play on how to make a turkey. I'll play that. It's a very old tape and, how to do it medical style, right? And it's actually pretty yummy. So I'll probably play that maybe on Wednesday. And just to kind of give you guys some final ideas on how to do it. When I make a turkey, unfortunately, what makes it taste so good is butter and alcohol. I pour alcohol in there, whatever's open, bourbon, butter. Sometimes I might put rum. I'll throw fruit on there, some fruit, vanilla, and then a lot of onions. And hey, you know what? The boys in my family say it's good. But this year, I'm letting hubby cook because I have to work. But for those of you not looking forward to travel, you're about to head to the airport, well, I got you covered. It is going to be stressful. And we'll talk about how to minimize the stress. But when it comes to turkey, the last thing we want is anybody getting sick. And that's the big thing I'm worried about. I'm worried about that somebody leaves my house going, I went to Dahlia's house and I got sick. And they're like, well, of course, she was cooking. So I would rather the food taste bad. And by the way, if the turkey tastes like crap, nobody's going to want to come over next year. So, there's some underlying game there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so F1, Formula One's return to Las Vegas. Better than I expected, to be honest. I understand the very first night, that was a big cluster in a seventh where they called them manholes, but it was a cover to a water tank, I believe, on the street, I think dislodged and hurt a couple cars, and that was a big cluster in a seventh, but practice had to be temporarily stalled, and then postponed, and then things got back on track, and boy, did it get back on track. And if you watch the highlights, it was exceptional. And big shout out to everybody in Las Vegas who made this happen. I think the locals need the biggest shout out and applause because, you know, the locals, when these things happen in Vegas, it's kind of like your mom telling you to help bake cakes and cookies for another family and you don't get to have any, you know, and the spoon is dripping with the chocolate and you ask your mom if you could lick the spoon and she's like, no, this isn't for you, it's for everybody else. And you're like, but it's going into the sink. Well, the sink deserves it. And so a lot of locals in Las Vegas, feel kind of slighted that when these things happen in our town, now, we don't have access to it. It's for everybody else. And so even though prices dropped, I heard rumors that some of the hotel rooms were trying to sell $10,000 a night tickets of the view, and people weren't buying them, so they had to drop the prices. And there was just the overall average ticket price the week before Thanksgiving was not very realistic. And so where were the Vegas local, where was, did media, get easy access? It was not very local friendly. And what makes these things happen is the locals. Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's Atlanta. That's Atlanta behind it. SoFi. That's Southern California behind that. When you have these stadiums, when you have these events, we're going to have the Super Bowl in Las Vegas, which I am very excited about. But I'm also disappointed because do the locals get to go? The rich ones do. And, when you have, people like, the circus is coming to town. Well, the circus is coming to town, that's cool because most people could afford circus tickets. When the fair is coming to town, you get to go. But when they said F1 is coming to Vegas, most of the people in town were like, oh. And I think it's fantastic for Vegas. I think it was fantastic for F1. I think Vegas overall did a good job considering the timeline and considering what it cost, $500 million. But, locals, when you live in a city, that's used to be transient and then started to have its own culture and its own neighborhoods and its own sort of feel. I think cities overall need to make sure that they embrace that. Now, I know some people are, thinking, well, you have a big tourist spot. What do you expect? It's all about the tourists. No, look at Hawaii. Hawaii continues to make efforts to make sure that locals get to enjoy the beach, get to enjoy the fireworks, get to enjoy the festivities. Locals, I don't want to say locals come first per se, but they should. I mean, locals, the ones who built it, the ones who take care of it, and we just don't have that sense with Las Vegas. And that needs to change. Because we have fantastic, I want us to be a sports mecca. I want us to continue to grow. But Vegas, having been here since the early 80s and seen what was transformed, a lot of us that worked, on the Strip, near the Strip, helped support Strip workers, helped put all our tax money into the roads, and we feel like we own part of this city. And then now we have to pay for parking. I made out with Dirk on that same area, and now I have to pay to park my car there? That's my land. That's where I would. This is our stomping ground. And it does get a little frustrating. But F1 did well. Max Verstappen won amazing race. It looked like there was not as many hitches during the race itself. Little bit of rain. I know Vegas is never supposed to get rain. Did get a little rain, a little bit of slippery, but for the most part, it was a fantastic event. But you know, if I could speak to county commissioners out there and, you know, city officials and all that, we always talk about community and about our health and about our well-being and about what makes a place good to live. And, you know, when I see all these surveys, where are the happiest cities on earth? Where are the happiest cities? Or what are the happiest states? Where are the best cities in America? They always bring up, well, community. And unfortunately, business changes that. You know, business took away your community doctor. There was a time where I knew every single doctor in this town, and so did the patients. They all knew of Dr. Wicker. They all knew of Dr. So-and-so. And when businesses and corporations come in, and they, now you're just going to a corporation. Schools are like that, too. We're starting to see that with schools. When I saw medical school class sizes increase, I'm like, you got to memorize the names. You have to learn their names. These students are not going to bond with you. Learn the students' names so you could call on them, so you could talk to them. So when they come into your office, you could go, hi, Sue. Hi. You know who they are. And no, we're becoming less of a community. The average teacher doesn't know their student's name. The average professor, the average doctor couldn't recognize their patient. I knew my patients. I'd run into them at Walmart, at TJ Maxx, at Ross Dress for Less. I'm like, hey, what's up? We don't have community. And so when you live in a city that is the beacon of entertainment, of glitz, of fun, make sure your locals get a chance to access it. Have Locals Day. You know, offer locals opportunities. And I understand you're not going to get the whole 2 million of us down there. But, you know, people were asking me, why were there so many people who didn't support F1? Why aren't people supporting the Oakland A's coming? Now, for me, I want them coming. I want us to have as many sports. We are a sports mecca. It shouldn't just all be about, you know, showgirls and you know, casinos. I love the fact that we are bringing other things in. But locals, if they have to pay for it, if their tax dollars are going into it, if their traffic is messed up, I mean, I don't mind. But, yeah, I had dinner reservations between Allegiant Stadium letting out for a game and the F1. We had to cancel. We had to lose it. And it was already prepaid. And, you know, yeah, that kind of sucked. Not a big deal. I'll take one for the team. I wanted everyone to be here. But when locals kind of get crapped on for this type of stuff, no, you're not going to get community. I love where I live. But we have a lot of people that are frustrated with that. Well, you know, they could move, but I don't want them to move because they built this city. They built this city. They did. So I hope we do. The Oakland A's are moving forward. I think it will be fantastic. Obviously, we need to do a lot better with the price gouging. One thing that I really don't like that happened with Las Vegas is back in the 80s and 90s, you could get $1.99 breakfast, $5.99 prime rib, right? 99-cent shrimp cocktail, rooms for $25, $35 a night. Now, these prices are more expensive than Hawaii. And I don't want Vegas to be just about the rich. This is not supposed to be Monaco. This is not supposed to be, you know, only for the bougie. You know, Vegas is supposed to be for the whole family to enjoy themselves, not spend a lot of money, get a vacation. That's why Vegas has been so resilient with recessions, because you could do a cheaper vacation to Vegas. That's why Vegas got so mad when Obama said, well, in a recession, you can't be now having your meeting in Vegas. And we're like, what the hell are you talking about? The mayor got ticked. But it's cheaper to do your conference in Vegas. We have free parking. We have, what are you talking about? Vegas used to be a cheaper place to be. And now we're kind of turning into a more expensive, bougie place. And I think that's going to take away from it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Hostages held by Hamas could start to be released soon. It's part of a temporary ceasefire deal that will see at least 50 hostages captured by the militant Palestinian group Hamas released in exchange for 150 Palestinians held by Israel. Two people are dead following a car explosion at the Canadian border in Niagara Falls, New York. The incident shut down all Western New York bridge crossings into the U.S. temporarily. A state of emergency in Kentucky this morning after a train derailment caused a chemical spill. At least two cars spilled sulfur. The Biden campaign plans to broadcast advertisements in two crucial battleground states during the Detroit Lions-Green Bay Packers game in Michigan and Wisconsin. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so back when I think Obamacare was starting to unfold, I think it was Sarah Palin, and many people were worried that there were going to be these death panels where insurance companies were going to decide who gets care and who doesn't. And even though the media took that, and I don't know if they were actually who decided to, shall we say, propagate that. When it was propagated, it did worry a lot of seniors, but it made some people think, okay, even if there's not death panels and that's just rhetoric, where are we going to go with medicine if we do go socialized? And what is the algorithm going to be if we have more seniors to take care of, more people that are not in shape, more people with cancer, higher population numbers, but lower money? Who gets the care? Who gets the liver? Who gets the transplant? Who gets the expensive diabetes medication? And so even though we're not using the rhetoric of death panels and things like that anymore, and we've started to have a much more practical conversation, we're not, though, discussing what happens to seniors. And seniors want to know, and I don't blame them. Well, many companies are starting to utilize AI. And artificial intelligence, right, is given a job to do. They look at best case scenario. They're doing financial analyst work. They're crunching the numbers. They're looking at best practices. They're looking at evidence-based medicine. And apparently AI is giving recommendations. Well, United Health Insurance is apparently being sued over using AI to determine if a few elderly patients needed to still have care. And apparently two men died months after the technology had, I guess, said no more rehab is needed. Now, could they have died anyway? They could have, but this is a lawsuit now. The federal lawsuit that is filed in Minnesota by the estates of two elderly Wisconsin patients. And they said that United Health's artificial intelligence, or AI, is making, quote, rigid and unrealistic determinations about what it takes for patients to recover from serious illnesses and denying them care in skilled nursing and rehab centers that should be covered under Medicare Advantage plans. This is according to the federal lawsuit. The lawsuit seeks class action status, saying it is illegal to let AI override doctors' recommendations for these men and patients like them. The families say assessments like that should be done by medical professionals. The families note in the suit, according to USA Today, that they believe the insurance company is denying care to elderly patients who won't fight back, even though evidence shows the AI is doing a lackluster job of assessing people's needs. The company used algorithms to determine coverage plans and override doctors' recommendations despite the AI's program high error rate. So they say more than 90% of patient claim denials were overturned through internal appeals or a federal administrative law judge, according to court documents, but in reality, few patients challenged the algorithm. A tiny percentage, only 0.2%, chose to fight. So attorneys are representing the families now, suing the Minnesota-based United Health for their denials. So here's the thing. Now, I've told you time and time again, I hate cookbook medicine. I like checklist medicine, but not cookbook. So when I had that patient that called in saying, I have diverticulitis, I need my two antibiotics, and I'm like, and have you had a recent cold? And it sounded like he had been fighting a cold also. And I'm like, I just don't know if this is diverticulitis or left lower quadrant pain. Go get yourself checked out. He ended up messaging me the next day saying, thank God you did that, because I had a renal vein thrombosis. It wasn't diverticulitis. I had a blood clot caused by COVID. I was COVID positive. Caused by COVID, a blood clot in my renal vein. It could have killed him. And I'm not saying this to go, oh, yay, Dr. Dahlia, yay. But I can't tell you how many times instinct kicks in and I go, something isn't right. I had a lady come in saying, I have asthma. I'm a new patient. I need a refill of my inhaler. And I was really busy, so we squeezed her in because I didn't want her not having her inhaler. But I always do what needs to be done. I checked her spirometry to see where her asthma status was, check her lungs. And I'm like, you know, you're... looks kind of good. Why do you need an inhaler? She goes, I have asthma. I go, don't use the word asthma. Use something else. What is asthma to you? Well, I have trouble breathing. Okay, now you have a young woman who has trouble breathing. That doesn't mean it's always asthma. So I checked her heart. I checked her lungs. Something didn't look right on the EKG, even though the EKG computer said it was normal. The chest x-ray, heart looked a little odd. I sent her to the heart doctor. Heart doctor calls me up going, what made you send me somebody so young? And I go, she said she had asthma, but I don't think it was asthma at all. He goes, it wasn't. She had an atrial myxoma. She had a tumor in her heart. Got fixed. Never needed an asthmatic inhaler again because she didn't have asthma. So we have to use our instincts. And if medicine is going to be based on computers, person says they have asthma. They say they're wheezing. They say they're having an asthmatic attack. We give them the... Where is the person going? Let's just... What if the other doctor before her was an idiot? That's what you need AI to do. What if somebody is wrong? What if the patient doesn't know what they're talking about? Now, I had a lady come in to the ER saying she had a UTI. She ended up actually having a heart attack. She was nauseated, did have some inflammatory cells in her urine, but she felt so bad she thought it must have been a UTI because that's how bad I felt with my last UTI. And we diagnosed her with a heart attack when she started to have shortness of breath after we gave her something for the nausea. So she actually had a heart attack the night before, woke up feeling awful, comes to the ER thinking it's just a UTI. If that AI had said, oh yeah, there she goes, leukocytes, because when somebody, there's a lot of bias. So if you're not feeling well, and you want to get in and out, you're going to say, I have burning when I pee, I have a UTI, and the doctor could be biased. Somebody has to go, okay, what are your symptoms? Well, I'm nauseated, I just feel like crap. All right, well, what happened? You know, when did this all start? I don't know, middle of the night. Okay, well, you have sleep apnea. How's your breathing? How's your blood pressure? And to make these catches, I'm not saying I'm the best doctor in the world. I'm not. But it took somebody just telling, you know, a voice inside going, something's not right. And so if AI is going to be also tasked with the issue of socializing medicine and spreading the wealth and dividing up resources, AI may take it upon themselves to make judgment calls. And a lot of us are, you know, I'm middle-aged. Okay, I've been working my ass off. So there's Medicare for me later and Social Security. And so I will have a hospital bed with my name on it. I'm not doing all this just for Mr. Computer to go, you know what, you've seen Dahlia. You know, this world will be better without her. And then what if AI does get tainted with politics? Look at how they're picking and choosing. Google is picking and choosing ratings for the Barbie movie. What if AI is like, you know, this person, you know, she's pro-choice or pro-life or pro-LGBTQ AI plus or conservative. What if AI does, and somebody said, oh, no, it won't happen. It doesn't think like that. I don't know. Google told me that even though I gave a very honest, and it was a complimentary review, but I was honest about Barbie, it said that their algorithm didn't like my review. What if AI does that too and say, you know what? You're not going to be a good patient. You're not going to take care of yourself. We're going to give that spot to somebody else. So I'm not sure what's going to happen with United Healthcare, but you need to watch out for AI being used in medicine. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms.
Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with extended.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Okay. All right. So it's Thanksgiving week. Now, all right. Some of you are like, do I need to start exercising? Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about how to actually lose weight before Thanksgiving. I am going to talk about that today. But what I want to talk about next is, as students are trying to figure out where they go to college for the 2024, 2025 school year, because I guess kids are applying to college now, they're applying to medical schools, law schools. Things have changed a little bit. Some of these schools don't seem to be as friendly to people of certain religions and races and demographics as once thought they were. Jews have been barricaded in places trying to avoid masses of people screaming for them. I mean, it is not the safest place for, shall we say, an average person who supports Israel, depending on where you go and which school you are looking at. And some schools have, in fact, the U.S. is now investigating, I believe the U.S. Department of Education is now investigating multiple schools, including Columbia, Cooper Union for the Advancement of Science and Art, Cornell, Lafayette College, University of Pennsylvania, and Wellesley College. I think there's even a high school, because there's been complaints. Some are anti-Semitic and some are anti-Muslim harassment. And so we don't stand for any of that. Not on our schools, okay? We are supposed to have education that is free of any discrimination, any rhetoric, any threats. And sadly, as you saw, I think it was that Cornell student who was threatening to rape and kill Jewish people. Just sick and disgusting. But parents are right now starting to rethink the whole college thing. And they were thinking about it even before October 7th and the Hamas massacre of Israel and now the ongoing war. They were looking at it as, are these going to be breeding grounds for politics? And, you know, if my child, you know, wants to, let's say, you know, go to debate class and debate one side that might not be the narrative, are they going to be, you know, vilified? Are they going to be marginalized? And, you know, we've heard of cases where students, if they forgot to when they were writing about a person like Einstein or something, if they forgot to be not heteronormative but gender neutral with the pronouns. One person, I was told from UNR, failed their, just the paper just got an F because they forgot to put they, them instead of she, her, or he, she, you know, and so parents are kind of nervous about this because they don't want their child to fail. They don't want the child to get bad grades. And it's, you know, things are changing. College is different. And then, you know, thank God, not in the last few months, but shootings that happen on college campuses, rapes, attacks. You know, when I went to college, we didn't have as many police lights. There was I felt pretty good campus security, but there were places on campus that you knew were in the dark and in the bushes that you didn't want to get thrown to. And when your classes would end late and you were walking back to your apartment, you know, or walking back to your dorm, I remember being a little nervous being on campus late at night, but I took a full load and some of my classes got out late. And, you know, it's, you know, you tried to stay where it was well lit, where hopefully people could see you. And you could call security to walk you if you wanted to, but I didn't. I just, you know, I had my racquetball racket, so I would walk around with that. You know, and I would give anybody a hit if I felt, you know, there was going to be an assault about to happen. But, you know, it's different now. It's very different. And the college experience, kids, one of the reasons why kids aren't really into college is because it's not the experience they thought it was. It's not the parties. It's not the dorms. It's not the dating. It's not the games. It's the, you know, get on campus and get the hell off. Or, okay, there's another protest. And mind you, I love assembly. I loved being on campus and seeing the different causes and what people, you know, supported. But if you're a Jewish student and you're seeing anti-Semitic, you know, let's clean this country. I mean, you don't want to be around that. You don't want to be around sentiment that's anti-anything. Anti-Muslim, anti-Jew, anti-Catholic, anti-yes. All right. When, you know, supporting a, and I think this is the problem we have these days, okay? I love the environment. I worked for the EPA. And so if there was a, you know, let's protect our fish and, you know, make sure we clean water, or let's, you know, not pollute our oceans, I'd be like, okay, that's cool. I support that. But then it changes to, well, you're on this side, if you are against this one company. Well, what's that company doing? Well, that company, we think, is who's polluting the water. And so many people want to join the, you know, positive. Let's, you know, make a positive change. Let's plant more trees. But a lot of these causes go for the opposite, where, well, now we have to be against X, Y, and Z. And that's the problem I've always had with this. You can't be for something and just the good of it and the positive without there being all this extra negativity. That was my problem with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And I have a place in my heart for Prince Harry because he lost his mom at a young age. But coming to America and saying, we're going to come to America and we're going to do some good here, that's fantastic. I support you. But if it has to be with all the bashing and all the negativity about the crown and all that, and it, you know, then you start to lose us. So, you know, I'm really mixed with where we're going with colleges these days. I've been on campus, and I've been on multiple campuses. It's not like it used to be. You know, you don't have where the biggest exciting thing is going to be the game that weekend, you know, or the party that weekend, or, you know, it's, you know, teachers. I've gone to these campuses where the staff parking is completely empty. There's all these parking places for staff. Where's the staff? I'm hearing a lot of the staff, they don't show up. They're working from home. So they don't necessarily come to class anymore. So if you're not even having class one-on-one, those college classes I took where that teacher was there, and they call on you, and you really get something out of it. Well, if students are like, look, you know, I don't want to be on campus and run into a protest that's anti-me. I don't want to be, you know, ridiculed if I, you know, ask a question about, you know, and question the narrative. And I'm not seeing my teacher anyway. It's online. Why don't I just do college online? So that's where colleges are going to go. If colleges don't get their act together and they don't protect and make people feel safe from a security standpoint, from a rape standpoint, from a shooting standpoint, from a religious persecution standpoint, from a political standpoint and a political persecution standpoint, who's going to want to go? Who's going to want to pay those thousands of dollars? And so, you know, I do think college is still worth it. I do believe there are some colleges out there that will still give you an amazing experience. I'm so glad I went to college. I went to UNLV. And, yes, I remember UNLV, they had, you know, some issues even when I was there, because I think Farrakhan wanted to come and speak, and, you know, there was, I guess in the speech, some anti-Israel sentiment or something. There was, I don't remember, it was years ago. And so, it's not unlikely that there's going to be these once-in-a-while things that have to be, okay, guys, you know, we're going to keep it clean, no hate speech, nothing like that. But on the flip side, it seems like this is just happening every day. You know, when students tell me that their homework assignment was to try to increase Google's SEO search and Wikipedia for, certain demographics, you know, but we got to do that first before we start studying, you know, again, you know, political science, that's great. If somebody wants to do that, but if they're there for a different class, let them have that class, or they're not going to want to stay in that school. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.